a public internet wireless network that was supposed to be a model for the nation, maybe up for sale before it's even finished. The Wi-Fi network in Philadelphia has been plagued by delays and spotty service. Now Earthlink, the company that's building it, is getting out of the municipal wireless business in other cities. As Joel Rose reports, that may leave Philadelphia disconnected.
Officially, work on Philadelphia's citywide Wi-Fi network continues. Earthlink installers are still attaching wireless routers to light posts in some neighborhoods. But City Councilman Brian O'Neill says the effort has slowed to a crawl.
They haven't met deadlines. And the most difficult areas of the city to do this in are the Northeast and Northwest. And they haven't done it.
Earthlink has not explicitly said that it's abandoning the project. But when the City Council held hearings last month on the network's progress, representatives from the company failed to show up. Earthlink officials also turned down our request for an interview. Their last public statement on the topic came in November in a press release that said the company is considering, quote, strategic alternatives for the network.
You might assume from that it would be up for sale.
Philadelphia's chief information officer, Terry Phillis, says the city has the right to block such a sale.
With our relationship with Earthlink right now, we obviously expect them to live up to the contract, complete the network, and deliver the services that they were contracted for.
Earthlink agreed to pay to build the entire network in Philadelphia and several other cities with the hope of making a profit by selling subscriptions. But last summer, the company laid off most of its municipal wireless team nationwide and paid a $5 million fine not to build a network in Houston. That leaves Philadelphia City Councilman Brian O'Neill wondering whether people really want to pay $20 a month for wireless.
When the city decided to do this amidst great fanfare a couple of years ago, it was, we'll build it and they will come. You know, I'm not sure that's playing out.
Earthlink has never revealed how many customers signed up for a service that's been inconsistent, to put it nicely. But there has been a healthy demand for Wi-Fi in other cities, according to Sasha Meinrath of the New America Foundation, a nonpartisan social policy think tank in Washington, D.C.
The true municipal networks, the ones that are owned and operated by municipalities, are moving full steam ahead, whereas the corporate municipal networks, those are the ones that are faltering.
Meinrath says the successful networks in small and mid-sized cities tend to have more modest goals and expectations. In some cases, they're intended for city employees and emergency responders, as well as consumers, which means there's less pressure to turn a profit from subscriptions. The 2-year-old Wi-Fi network in St. Cloud, Florida, was built just for consumers, and it's free. That may explain why 1 in 5 residents uses it regularly, according to David Lane, the president of the St. Cloud Chamber of Commerce.
There's a lot of business people who make use of it in their day-to-day activities when they're, say, out of the office. As we're trying to build a local economy, I think it's very valuable.
The network in St. Cloud cost city taxpayers $3 million to build. Politicians in Philadelphia are quick to remind critics that Earthlink is picking up the bill here. The company is also helping to pay for programs aimed at closing the digital divide between rich and poor in a city where 25% of residents live below the poverty line. The nonprofit group Wireless Philadelphia is working with the city and Earthlink to distribute laptop computers, training, and cheap internet access to 700 low-income households. CEO Greg Goldman says they're using the Wi-Fi network in spite of its problems.
Even against the backdrop of all of this that's been going on, we continue to sign people up, we continue to raise dollars, and we continue to develop and implement creative programs.
But those efforts, too, could be in jeopardy. City Councilman Brian O'Neill says he wouldn't be surprised to see Earthlink pull the plug on Philadelphia completely after its no-show at last month's council hearing.
I got the distinct impression that we're heading to litigation, and probably some pretty substantial litigation.
As long as Earthlink keeps working on the network, it won't be in violation of its contract until the end of the year, although city officials are hoping for a resolution long before that. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Philadelphia.